So, as they are going to be playing the song, I want us to pray. Take some time to pray and prepare our hearts to receive the word. And the song has a lot to do with the message I'm going to be preaching today. So this time, if the first time you didn't sing it as you meant it, I wish you can sing now and with understanding of the words of the song. And as they're getting ready, I believe by this time you are with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, the 9th verse. The Bible says there, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. Honor the Lord with all your wealth. So, okay, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruit of all your produce. Let us pray as they are singing, playing the song.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory.
Has power to transform our hearts and to give our life a new direction. So this morning, as we listen to the words, if we are walking in the opposite direction, for that direction from this word, may you bring us back to the correct path. Because the Bible says there is a way that seems good to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Lord, correct us this morning through your word. Show us the way to follow through your word. And talk to our hearts, to our minds, and to our spirits, and to our souls. Help us to understand the word, O God. In the name of my Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you. So, I said I was going to talk about giving for God's glory, as I was assigned to talk about. But as I'm going to make my presentation today, several scriptures that I prepared as I was getting ready for today's message, you might probably feel that I'm going a little bit at odds with the title. I will not focus more on giving per se, but I will focus in the second part of the topic, God's glory. So I want to talk more about this part, and maybe at the end, I'll try to bring it down and show us how these two can be connected. And The perspective I'm going to give is just one perspective. Maybe someone else could give another perspective. I just want to give you one perspective that I believe that can help you and I in our walk with the Lord. Now, if you see the title says God's glory, but here in the verse, the word that it gives us is honor. These two words, glory and honor, in the Bible, if you see in the Hebrew version of it, it says kabod, and the phonetic spelling here would read something like kabod. And this word has several meanings, one of them being glorified, glorify, held in honor, and so on and so forth. So when the Bible tells us in many places where it uses this word, telling us to honor God, you could replace that word that you could understand it in a way, in a different way, being glorifying God. So it says, honor God, if we go back here to Proverbs, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. So we could say here, glorify the Lord with your wealth. It's a possible way to render it. Now, as I was preparing this message, I came across this passage in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32. And this passage struck me, and I wanted to share with you today because I believe it can help us understand what is the meaning of glorifying God. And by this, I will be claiming that we were created to and for God's glory. In this passage, the Bible says, if you read it from the beginning, of course, I'm taking at the latter part of it. If you go in your Bible and check it from the beginning, from verse number 1, Moses there praises God and he says, I will publish the name of the Lord, and talks about how good the Lord is and how excellent this name is. And when he finishes making his speech before the congregation, God speaks to Moses. And the Bible tells us in verse 48, it says, that very day the Lord spoke to Moses, go up this mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, opposite Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the people of Israel for a possession, and die on the mountain which you go up. And then he's going to tell us why the Lord announces Moses' death so near to the destiny that Moses has been dreaming all his life, since the time he saw his people suffer in Egypt in slavery. And then here, when he's about to take possession, when everyone is going to enjoy, the Lord tells him, here is where you are going to die. And why? The Bible tells us, among some other texts there, it says, because you broke faith with me in the midst of the people of Israel, at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, and because you did not treat me as holy in the midst of the people of Israel. So say, Moses is going to die without entering the promised land because, the Bible says, he broke faith with God, and because he did not treat him as holy in the midst of the people. You remember, treat as holy here is also related to glorify. So he didn't glorify God in the midst of his people, the people of Israel. And because he failed to glorify God, he missed his destiny. If you fail to glorify God, you may miss your destiny. You may miss your purpose. You may miss your dream because you failed to glorify God. And I said, God created us for this very purpose, that we should glorify him. Do not miss it. Glorify God. And as I'm saying that we're created to glorify God, we can go back and see what Moses did that was not glorifying to God. What Moses did that broke the faith in God that we're told in the book of Deuteronomy. we are told in the book of Numbers. And now I want to say, you might ask me, how do I glorify God? How did Moses fail to glorify God? I gave one way to do this. I said, to glorify God is to trust in, obey, and be fully dependent on God. This is to glorify God. So the definition of glorifying God, honoring God, is trust in Him, obey Him, and be fully dependent on Him. And this is what Moses failed to do at the waters of Meribah Kadesh. And you read in the book of Numbers, chapter number 20. Of course, again, David, if you want to get the whole context, I don't have enough time to go through the whole text with you, but you can go back and check it by yourself. If you get to verse 8, he says, God talking to Moses after the people had asked for water, he said, take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron, your brother, and tell the rock before thy eyes to yield its water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them and give drink to the congregation and their cattle. So God gives him a simple instruction to Moses here. As people are murmuring and complaining for water, and God gives Moses an instruction. But see what Moses does after he receives the instruction. The Bible tells us, if you go to 11th verse, it says, and Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice. He was not told to strike the rock. He was told to, he should tell the rock, but he beat the rock to bring out the water. And of course, God honored his name and water came out. But the Lord told Moses and Aaron, the Bible tells, it says, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you do not believe in me to uphold me as holy, again, to glorify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given to them. So you see, because Moses here did not trust, did not obey, and was not fully dependent on the Lord, then the Lord tells him, you did not uphold me as holy. So, how to uphold God as holy? How to glorify God? I said, we need, whatever you do in your life, in your walk with the Lord, you need to trust Him. Not only trust Him, you need to obey Him and be fully dependent on Him. This is one way to glorify God. But I'm saying we're created to do this, right? We're created to glorify God. You can go from the very beginning in Genesis. Why did God create man? Or what was the instruction, or what was the words that the Lord told man as he created him? And you see in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2, if you read verse 15, downwards he say, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. You see, Adam here is also given an instruction, and God expects Adam to trust him and obey him and be fully dependent upon him. But you know the story. You know the story. You know what happened. And at what cost? At the cost of the destiny of humanity. We are where we are today because Adam didn't obey. He didn't trust in the Lord. He rather gave ears to Satan. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Otherwise, we would be lost because of Adam's failure to trust, to obey, and to be fully dependent on God. So, we be fully dependent, obey, and trust in the Lord is a way that we show to Him that we honor Him and we glorify Him. And as the song said a moment ago, because of who He is, you know, most of us obey and trust when everything is going okay, right? But that's not what we learn here. We shouldn't do that when everything goes okay. Moses was challenged by the people. Things were not okay. And as a result, he didn't trust, obey, and be dependent upon the Lord. But we ought to do this. I said also, another way to honor and to glorify God is to follow his order. The way he designed this, the order of things to operate. God has an order for his church. God has an order to the family. God has an order to relationships. God has an order to how you ought to lead your life as a young woman or a young man. God has an order for you to live as a grown person. God has an order for everything. And if you follow that order, you are honoring and glorifying God. And you can read in the book of Romans, you say chapter 1, if you read from the 20th verse, this is a very beautiful chapter. If you have time this afternoon, you can take some time and read all of it. But if you read from verse 20, he says, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. So you see, God has an order for everything, and we all know what the order is. But we choose to disobey. We choose not to follow that order. And what is the result? Look around you. Men claim he is wise. He follows his own heart. But you just have to look around to see how foolish man is. How foolish, how desperate man is without God. No matter how smart you are, my brother and my sister, without God, you cannot make it. Without Jesus, you cannot make it. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, you cannot live up to the standard Jesus set up at the mountain in Matthew chapter number 5, the Sermon of the Mountain. You cannot do it because man is inherently wicked. Adam tried it and see where it got us. He wanted to be wise. He wanted to do it his own way. He didn't want to follow God's order. He wanted to crave his own order. And today we see everywhere in the world, people have definitions for everything that is at odds with the Bible. People now define the roles of people in the family in a way. Even the church now. The church has its own definition for how it should operate that sometimes is at odds with what you see in the Bible. So we are trying everywhere hard. But it cannot work. If you do not follow God's order, the result is chaos. If you do not honor and glorify God, the result is disaster. What is to glorify God then? I said to glorify God is to trust in, obey, and be fully dependent on God and live according to his predetermined order. If you trust, obey, and be fully dependent on him, and live according to the order he established, you are glorifying God. You are honoring God. And you will enjoy the peace that comes with glorifying God and honoring God. Amen. I said, man is desperately wicked. In his book, Joseph Conrad, he talks about how wicked man is. and he talks about, say, the horrors of colonialism in Africa. How human beings could treat other human beings. Our heart is so dark. That's why he tells his book is Heart of Darkness, without the Lord. And in his book, he doesn't talk only about those who were, if you read the story, or if you read the story, talk about what happened in Congo during the time of colonialism. And he has introspects in the happenings there. He doesn't talk about what happens in Congo only, but those in Europe who condoned with that which was happening in Africa. This is to show how dark the heart of man is without God. Or if you heard about the story of this boy, what happened to him? A 14-year-old boy who was tortured, killed, and they even take out his eye. He was severely beaten and tortured, and he was thrown in the river. To the point that he was unrecognizable, his face. What did he do? Okay, what did he do to deserve this? A 14-year-old boy. Because he said or he did something inappropriate to a white woman. And he deserved this fate. And that was not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is the people who killed him went on trial and they were found not guilty. So not only the people who did it, but the people who condoned it, the people who were in line with it. This shows us how desperate is the heart of man without God. And in the book of Romans, I read for you the first part of it. I come back to chapter number 1 yet, 28th verse. The Bible tells us, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They were full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanders, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Don't they know God's righteousness decree that those who practice such things deserve to die? They not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. A moment ago, I told you the story of this young boy who was killed, beaten, and shot to the head. And the jury said those who did it were guiltless. And Conrad, he talks about the horrors in Africa. It will be easy to say, those who are in Africa, the ones who are doing these atrocities, they are the ones to blame. But there are people who were patronizing it. There are people who are patronizing it. And the Bible tells us plainly, because they rejected God. This is the result of rejecting, not trusting, not following God's predetermined order. As I said, man has tried for many centuries. We are trying. We are trying to do it by ourselves. But this is the result when you try to do by yourself. This is the result when you try to do it by yourself. In the book of Samuel, the first book, chapter number 2, God speaking to Eli because his sons had disobeyed God and sinned and profaned his name. The Bible tells us at the latter part of the verse, it says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Do you honor God? Do you trust in him? Do you obey him? Are you fully dependent on him? Do you follow his order? Say, those who honor me, I will honor. Do you honor him or you despise him? You think the way he pre-established is not the right one. You will have a better way. Men are working, philosophers have worked through a better way. Thinkers, scientists have worked through a better way. Proverbs chapter number 3, the 5th and the 6th verse, if you would read, trust in the Lord. That's how the Proverbs starts. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. This portion of the Bible is talking about glorifying and honoring God in your life. Glorify and honor God in your life. He says, trust in him. Do not trust on scientists. Do not trust on philosophers. I was listening to this preaching many, many years ago from this preacher from Burkina Faso. He says, men claim that they are wise, but they go and buy a cigarette and they smoke. But meanwhile, in the cigarette box they wrote there, smoking is harmful to your health. But yet he goes and smoke. How can he trust in that scientist? Scientists smoke. How can you trust in those philosophers? Why do they do that? The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, a man that cannot control his spirit is like a city whose walls have been broken down. He cannot control his desire, his wish. The Bible compares him to a city whose walls have been broken down. How can you trust in this kind of knowledge? How can you trust in this kind of wisdom? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. So what does God want from us? I want to go back to giving now. See, we want to honor him by giving, right? Through giving. The title might mislead you. You might think it talks about money. God doesn't want your money. God is not concerned with our wealth, actually. If you read in the New Disposition, the book of Romans, chapter number 12, it tells us what God wants from us. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. God wants your life, your soul, your spirit, your money, your time, your talent, your everything. You give your everything as a way to honor God and to glorify God. And how you do it? How you do it? By trusting in, by obeying, by depending upon, and by living your life according to his predetermined order. Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll live according to the precepts I've laid down for you to live by. That's what Jesus tells us. And by doing that, we'll be honoring and glorifying God. Do you give your life to God? Do you put all your trust? Brother Stephen, when I was leading prayer, I say, don't thank God for the fat wallet. Do you trust in the Lord or you trust in your fat wallet? But now it's chief about innovation. It's not wallet anymore. On your chief bow, on your machine. Your chief bow and your machine can be destroyed. When I say you must trust, obey, be fully dependent, I think about a lady who has given her life to this man. So many years, the dream, she gave up on so many things. And then after so many years, she looks at him. She said, I gave up everything for you. I gave up my youth for you. I gave up my dreams for you, because she trusted. She wanted to be dependent on him. But man can fail you. Only God will never fail you. Amen. Only God is trustworthy. Do not build your life in the foundation that does not exist, which is man. Do not give your life. Do not give your money. Do not give your time. Do not give your talents to man and to Satan. Give it to God. And by doing that, say, we are giving for his glory. How? How do we do it? The most difficult part, how do we do it? The Bible gives us some hints. Bible give us some hints. Give us some way to do it. We can do it through the transformation of the mind. Paul says, far it be from me that I should boast in anything except on the cross. How can you boast on the cross? Corinthians says, this cross, this way, is foolishness unto man. You will trust on the cross, you'll build your life on the cross if your mind has been transformed. You will trust, depend on the Lord, and do what I said earlier if your mind is transformed. And this says, the book of Romans chapter number 12, the second verse, do not be conformed to this word, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The book of Philippians, the Bible tells us, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellency, if there is anything worth of praise, think about these things. Think about these things. This is how we set our mind, with our mind transformed, rejecting the standards of this word and putting our trust on God, putting our trust on the Lord. Giving for God's glory. May the Lord help us this morning. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help me to trust in him. And I want us to sing another song now. I want to sing another song. I want us to sing another song. And as we're singing this song, make a commitment today. Make a commitment today. Commit yourself today that you live this way. You'll glorify God. You will honor God. Talk to your heart. As they are playing the song and you sing it as you mean it. Do not sing only for singing and taking it as any other song. Commit your heart.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Every moment I'm waiting, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm waiting. Lord, have your way in me.
This is my desire.
This is my desire to honor you.
Lord, with all my heart.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
Lord, thank you for your word this morning that you ministered into our hearts. Lord, your grace will help us to trust, obey, be fully dependent on you, and to follow the order you have established for this word to operate. I pray in the name of my Lord Jesus. Help us all, Lord, this morning to keep your words. You are good, Lord. We love you. We honor you, appreciate you, Jesus. Appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us keep the words and to live accordingly. In the name of my Lord Jesus, I pray. Thanksgiving my heart. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for the band.